The Maria Sanchez Show, a conversation, not a confrontation. On MariaSanchezShow.com.
And sample younger Latinos, which are hard to get. So what we have here is a representative sample of the Latino electorate in California. Now, that's important because what we're looking at is registered Latino voters. These are folks who are part of the electorate and part of the political process. So in terms of the initiative process or the legislative process, these are the Latinos who will shape politics. These are the Latinos who will be voting on initiatives. These are Latinos who will be who will hold representatives accountable. All right, well, let me just open up the findings, not with the focus of our policy report as mentioned, but just a general question related to medical marijuana, whether they think it should remain legal or not. I start off with that because last year the Pew Research Center found that for the first time in four decades of polling, the majority of Americans or most Americans favored the legalization of marijuana. In that survey, 52% of the in a national survey, 52% favored the legalization of marijuana. In our survey, we asked Latinos about support for medical marijuana, and in our survey, we find that 71% of the Latino electorate support medical marijuana. So the numbers are very high. Medical marijuana still enjoys very strong support among the Latino electorate. Now let me talk about the focus of our survey, and that relates to sentencing reform for drug use and possession. As Arturo correctly pointed out, this war on drugs has disproportionately impacted low-income communities, and specifically Latinos, who are the majority of the minority populations here in the state of California. So how do Latinos feel about the war on drugs? Well, we start off by asking the following question, the extent to which they agree or disagree with the following statement. And here's a statement. California should minimize the penalties for drug possession, but drug sellers should be held accountable. In the survey, 69% of Latinos said they somewhat to strongly agreed with that statement, that California should minimize penalties for drug possession. The highest level of support comes from political independents, 75%, somewhat to strongly agree with that statement. 18 to 39-year-olds, 74% agree with that. And low-income Latinos, those making $40,000 or less, support that statement by 71%. So what we're finding in the survey is those that are most vulnerable to the war on drugs, that is the younger population and lower-income Latinos, those are the ones that are most supportive of reducing penalties for drug possession. Now, in terms of the lowest level of support for that position, that comes from 40 to 59-year-old, the segment that is between the ages of 40 to 59 years old. And these are the folks that came of age during the Nixon to Reagan era. This is the height of the beginnings and the popularization of the war on drugs. So it doesn't surprise us that you have that high level of support there. Nonetheless, still, 6 in 10 of Latinos in that age group do believe that penalty should be minimized. The next question we ask relates to racial disparities in arrests for sentencing and drug-related offenses. Here's the question that we ask. Now thinking about drug penalties in the United States today, even though all racial and ethnic groups use and sell drugs at about the same rate, Latinos are much more likely than whites to be stopped, searched, arrested, convicted, and incarcerated for drug law violations. Is that a very serious problem, a serious problem, not too serious a problem, or not a problem at all? And in the survey, we find that 82% of Latinos said it was a very serious to a serious problem. The highest level of support comes from those who are most concerned, who see this as a very serious problem, are Democrats. And again, the most vulnerable segment of the Latino electorate, those that are in the lower income, those that make less than $40,000 a year, 92% say it was a very serious to serious problem. And 18 to 39-year-olds, 89% said that was a very serious to serious problem. Finally, Latinos were asked about what the appropriate penalty should be for drug possession of small quantities of for possession of small quantities of drugs for personal use. And they were given three options: sent to drug treatment centers, not jailed or incarcerated. Second option should be decided on a case-by-case basis. And the third option, what we call the zero tolerance option, states there should be zero tolerance for all drug crimes, including nonviolent small possession offenses. And in Table 3, we collapse the first two options, the drug treatment and the flexibility in the sentencing process, against a get tough on drug policy approach. And when we look at the electorate as a whole, 79% support the first two approaches. In other words, there's an overwhelming rejection of the get tough on drugs approach, the zero tolerance approach. When we look at the Latino electorate across the board, across different social demographic groups, political groups, we find, again, a widespread rejection of the zero tolerance approach. Now, the ones that display the strongest level of support for the zero tolerance approach are Republicans by 24% and those who are 60 years and older, 23%. But nonetheless, even among those groups, Republicans and those who are 60 years and older, 7 in 10 of those reject the get tough on drugs approach, the zero tolerance approach. So what are the main takeaways? The main takeaways is that we have a rejection of the war on drugs strategy that focuses on enforcement and incarceration as the main policy element. This rejection is found across the board. Large majority support sentencing reform for drug possession and drug use. So at this point, let me turn it over to the other panelists who can explain the political and policy implications of our findings.
Hello.
All speakers' lines are open.
Before we go into the political and policy implications, go into to someone on the panel that's going to speak to his personal experience and is going to shed light on the level of impact that the current drug policy and sentencing policies in California are having on Latinos and other communities across the state. So to speak to that, we have Hector Verdugo. He's currently the Associate Director at Homeboy Industries. Hector.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Cool. Sorry, I jumped on a little late with a bunch of stuff going on right here at Homeboys. But just to talk about the experience that I have here at Homeboys, regarding the drug policies and the cycle of drug violence and just families just completely messed up by this is I come from personal experience. My parents, my father died of a heroin overdose, and my mother was involved with heroin for much of my life. And as long as with myself and my brothers and all my cousins, we've been just in this crazy this craziness of a family, going to foster homes and into juvenile hall and eventually into prison, not just me, most of my cousins. When I look at this at the drug policies and what's going on and how it's affecting our system, it's completely overcrowding our system. It's not making a dent. It's actually making more people, like young people, like that were like me, and you know, with no guidance, eventually we're going into drugs, start drug use, get involved in gangs, and then the cycle continues. I actually come from my grandfather being a heroin user, again my parents, me got into drugs, ended up becoming into sales of drugs. And then going into prison is like going into a university where I just network and I come out even a better in what I do is you know, as far as making more profit and getting more drugs out there. And here at Homeboys, I see you're asking people to, you know, we're you're getting people to clean their lives up, and you're taking away this like social acceptance being a part of a gang. And I know that sounds weird, but you say, here, you know this is wrong. So let's get you into a loving community, and then you start to see drug problems start to come up, and then we got to send them to rehab. And again, putting them in this from rehab back into this wraparound services where we have a therapist and navigators and case managers that are they're constantly surrounded by people that understand what they're going through, and then little by little lifting them back up, and eventually they could be able to stand on their own two feet. So, I mean, is there any more that you want me to talk about?
No, I think that's great, Hector. I think that it's important for people to understand the human impact. And I know that there's some members of the press that have indicated to speak either directly with you or in the Q&A section. So thank you for that.
Sure.
We're going to move on to the next speaker, Armando Gudino. He's a policy associate at the Drug Policy Alliance. Armando, you heard the poll results. Pretty positions from the Latino community in support of reform and the sentencing side. What's your reaction to this from the policy and the political angles when you look at this data?
Sure. Thank you, Arturo, and thank you, Latino Decisions, for doing this. You know, a couple of thoughts come to mind. You know, first of all, it's evident that the Latino community is clearly in a state of crisis. And, you know, are already the majority and fast becoming the majority in other areas, such as in the state level, you know, and are those most disproportionately impacted by this failed war on drugs that has only resulted in one thing, and that's unprecedented levels of mass incarceration. You know, and having this conversation with a colleague of mine recently, they appropriately said, you know, if they're not deporting us, they're incarcerating us. And I think this is one of those studies that is clearly giving us an indication of that. Second thing that comes to mind is that the survey demonstrates that Latinos are fully aware of this crisis, right? A crisis that at its core has been created, you know, at the hands of nonviolent petty drug crime convictions. And like the Latino community, like the Obama administration, have begun to shift towards a more responsible set of policies that seek to remove and or reduce criminal penalties for petty drug-related offenses. Lastly, another thing that comes to mind is that I think from this survey we see that in the case of California, where we're looking towards decriminalizing drug possession, other legislation that will reduce these type of consequences, I think that the Latino community has spoken, and we could very well see support that we haven't seen in the past by the Latino electorate towards, you know, criminal justice or reform within the sentencing arena.
Great. Can you speak a little bit to this notion that Latinos are conservative on these issues, particularly around sentencing and drug policies, in light of this new data coming from this poll, Armando?
I think the poll is showing that shift in attitudes by Latinos who have historically been, you know, deemed a conservative group. Fact of the matter is, let's state the obvious and what we all know here, and that is the Latino community is not a homogenous community. And historically, yes, older generations within the Latino community have been a bit more conservative, but I think the same can be said about other demographics. I think there is a shift that's happening within the Latino community towards issues like decriminalizing marijuana, medical marijuana, and even to some degree, you know, the efforts around tax and regulate. So I think there's a shift that's happening. This poll is demonstrating that a bit of that shift, where the Latino community is becoming increasingly involved, informed, fully aware, and willing to make changes. And I think will lead our communities towards those changes in the coming years.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So we're going to go to our last speaker, Mike De La Rocha. He's the Director of Strategic Partnerships at the California Institute of Safety and Justice, and he will provide some additional expert reaction to the poll and speak significant as it relates to also regional and local policies across the state. Mike.
Yes. Thank you, Arturo. I appreciate all the work that everyone did to put this conversation together. I'll give a little context real quick. Californians for Safety and Justice, we're a nonprofit project at the Tide Center, started in 2012, and our specific purpose and mission is to improve public safety and reduce costs through smart justice reforms. In our work, central to our work is elevating the voices of those oftentimes left out in the debate around criminal justice policies. From our analysis, too often the very people who are impacted most by crime in our criminal justice system are not shaping the policies that affect them and the community. Latinos obviously are a huge population and critical in terms of having our lens and our experiences and perspectives as part of this conversation. As was stated earlier, Latinos are now the majority population in California, meaning that we have a prominent seat at the policymaker table if organized and if got involved. For California Safety and Justice, that's why we invest in research and advocacy to shed light of the needs of the Latino population in terms of this specific issue. And that's why we gave the grant to Drug Policy Alliance. And that's also why we're coming out with a comprehensive report next month that will talk about Latino victimization rates, experiences within the justice system, and expand upon the opinions and views shared today. Latino voters, from our experience in our polling and what was stated today, we understand that our approach to safety and accountability for crime is not working. And we're actually finding in our work that Latino organizations throughout the state as well as throughout the country are finding their voice in criminal justice debate. Under 2011, under California realignment, public safety realignment, counties now have more money and more responsibility for local criminal justice issues. And so for that reason, Latino stakeholders have a unique opportunity to tell, you know, different our county board of supervisors and local elected officials, including sheriffs and district attorneys, how new funds and new responsibilities can better serve our population. Taking advantage of these new opportunities, Californians for Safety and Justice is working in a number of different statewide and local collaboratives and coalitions that focus primarily on coalition building and bringing together those most impacted by this issue. And through this, we're seeing that organizations are finding their own voice and advocacy and making significant changes both on a local level and a statewide level in terms of voicing their concerns, but also not only their concerns, but their solutions on how the criminal justice system can be more sensitive to the needs of Latinos, but also more effective than how it is currently. So I just want to say, you know, right now it's an unprecedented time in California. Latinos are poised to play a major role in how we address crime and safety. And this report is part of a continuum of a lot of stuff going on that's galvanizing Latinos statewide and nationally and giving more voice, statistic, and data to the experiences that so many of us have. So I just want to say thank you for providing this opportunity, Arturo, and we're looking forward to seeing how Latinos can play a bigger role in statewide and national conversations and discussions around justice-related issues.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you, Mike, for being on. And before I turn it over to the Q&A portion of the call, I just got to say that Presente.org is very excited to see the results of this poll. We're an organization that represents over 300,000 Latinos and allies from around the country, the largest organization of our kind in the country. And over the coming weeks and months, Latino and ally groups will work to support common sense sentencing and drug policy reforms in the state legislature. And we're looking at very carefully at this initiative, the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act, that's being proposed for the November ballot, and we're paying very close attention to that full that ballot initiative qualifying. But I think that it's very clear that the findings of this poll affirm that Latinos want drug law sentencing reform and a fix to our broken justice system. And I think that if politicians want to mobilize the Latino vote, they need to support these issues, which have overwhelming support in the Latino community. Latinos are really fed up with the war on drugs that has become a war on Latino families, as you see by the data and by the levels of incarceration that our families are experiencing. Despite using no more drugs than their white counterparts, Latinos and African Americans are imprisoned at record rates, tearing apart families and leaving entire communities impoverished. So I'll leave it at that. With that, we'll move on to questions and answer, the question and answer portion of the call. So we'll open it up.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. You may withdraw your question at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, it is star, then 1 to ask a question, and we'll pause for a moment to allow questions to queue. Again, it is star, then 1 to ask a question. We do have a question from Shireen Marahi with NPR. Your line is open.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I have a question about the strategy for changing sentencing laws for drug offenses. Is this is your strategy or what you're looking to do going to include all Latinos, meaning documented as well as undocumented Latinos?
Absolutely. I think that when you look at the impact, this is Arturo Carmona with Presente. When you look at the impact that is that harsh sentencing laws are having on Latinos, it's across the board. They're preying particularly on our youth, but it's documented, it's undocumented. We're seeing that the level of deportations that are happening as a result of these harsh sentencing laws is significant, and so we're going to be engaging all Latinos because, in fact, all Latinos are concerned with these issues. Well, the reality is that when it comes to immigration status, our community is not homogeneous. You have mixed status families. You have families that have citizens, children, and undocumented one parent or sometimes both. So it's very important that we communicate and we mobilize the concern of all of our communities within the Latino space.
And Arturo, let me jump in. Perhaps you can give a bit of a teaser that, in fact, our follow-up study and related to the same survey, but a separate analysis looks at the issue of undocumented and deportations.
Yes, and that'll be coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Shireen, this is Armando Gudiño with Drug Policy Alliance. You know, and with regard to strategy, you know, we're already working on various efforts to try and reform some of the sentencing laws that are out there now. In fact, in California right now, there is a bill being authored by Holly Mitchell, SB 1010, California Fair Sentencing Act, which seeks to equalize the penalties for crack and powder cocaine under California law. Right. What that particular bill does, it corrects the disparity in sentence and probation and asset forfeiture for possession of crack cocaine versus sale. And this in the context, you know, remember what the report, you know, showed. And that is that even though, you know, all racial and ethnic groups use and sell drugs at the same rate, Latinos are more likely to be arrested and incarcerated. So that's just one of the various strategies that are one of the various efforts that are in play right now at the legislative level that seek to minimize this type of disparity that's ongoing. And of course, Arturo also mentioned the Safe and Justice initiative that's coming up later this year.
I'm just wondering if, you know, this overwhelming support for minimizing penalties for drug possession, et cetera, if in the poll it was broken down by whether someone's here legally or whether they're not here legally, and if, you know, if people you polled have a feeling either way about that.
Great question. Adrian, do you want to speak to that? I know we did capture that.
Yeah, I mean, we have so there's two parts. So we do have we break down the Latino electorate by those who are native and foreign born, and we don't find a difference there. We thought, well, maybe one segment will be more conservative than the other segment, and we don't find that. Now, what the question you might be getting at might be more of a priming or experimental type effect, which is when you reference in the question someone who's undocumented and
right.
and is using or you know, how do they feel? And again, this gets into this teaser, and in a couple of weeks we will be releasing a report similar to this one, but it looks at the issue of undocumented immigrants, and just as you know, just to give you a sense of what we find, again, Latinos are very sympathetic. These are family members, so even if the person is undocumented, they are not supportive of these get tough on drugs approach and favor deportations and other harsh penalties for those who are undocumented and are caught using small quantities of drugs.
Well, I can't wait to see that one, that report. Mm-hmm. This is next week?
No. And we don't have a date yet, but we'll be definitely very soon.
Okay.
Give you something to talk about, so call